Algoma University has awarded a $42 million construction contract to Maple Rinders Constructors Limited to build a new Indigenous learning facility at its Sault Ste. Marie campus. Makwuwa Kaigan, roughly translated to Bear's Den in English, is being designed as a center of excellence where visitors can learn about Indigenous traditions, history, and culture as envisioned by the children of Shingwak Alumni Association. Once complete, the facility will also house the Shingwak Residential Schools Center Archives and Aboriginal Healing Foundation Collection. Additionally, it will host the Mental Health and Addictions Research and Training Institute, which is being established in partnership with the Northern Ontario School of Medicine University. A number of public funders have contributed to the project, including the City of Sault Ste. Marie, the provincial and federal governments, and Algoma University. As we prepare to break ground on the Makwuwa Kaigan Center of Excellence, we do so with deep gratitude for the elders, survivors, and community members, especially the children of Shingwak Alumni Association, who have guided us to this moment, Asima Vezina, Algoma's president, said in a news release. We walk in the footsteps of giants, carrying forward their vision of truth, healing, and cultural resurgence. It is an honor to begin in a good way with a site preparation ceremony that reflects our shared commitment to respect and reciprocity. Makwuwa Kaigan will be a place of learning, reflection, and connection, and we are excited to take this next step together as a community. Makwuwa Kaigan was designed by Moriyama Toshima Architects in collaboration with Smoke Architecture. The net program area will measure 27,000 square feet, with a ground floor area of 37,000 square feet. Designed to abut Algoma's main building, the former Shingwak Residential School, Makwuwa Kaigan will blend into the landscape, and its construction will feature mass timber as a key material. Algoma said Mississauga-based Maple Rinders was chosen for the construction contract following an open, competitive and public procurement process. The company, which has been in operation since the 1950s, provides a range of services, including design, build, financing, and project management, under delivery models such as design bid build, integrated project delivery, and public-private partnerships. Site prep will begin in early March and is expected to take about 4 weeks. Following that, crews will start demolition on the east wing of the existing building, which will continue through May. After that, excavation for footings for the new building will begin. Construction is expected to be complete by the end of November 2026.